Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Great show for you today. We're going to take our buddy Fred Dreyer here, and we're going to talk about some of the stunts and stories from the TV show Hunter. Going to let you hear all about that. Then we've got best-selling author and entrepreneur Russell Brunson. He's going to talk about how to keep your small business thriving during a pandemic like we have now with the coronavirus. So be ready for that. And then the big stars here on the show today from Red Stitch Wine, Dave Roberts, great manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Rich Aurelia, former Major League Baseball player, among other great teams with the San Francisco Giants, and John Mychek. Those three guys own Red Stitch. They're going to talk about some great things they're doing at the winery, and then we'll take some fan questions and things at the end of the show. Now, we should mention here at the top of the show, the NFL has proposed some new safety protocols for players returning to their team facilities for the training time. This plans, first off, to remodel locker rooms to allow players to remain 6 feet apart. Helmets, shoulder pads, and all that will be disinfected after each game. Also, they're going to have workouts, no more than 15 players at a time. I think they do that now already. They're going to have staggered player appointments and meetings, either held virtually or outdoors. Everyone in the building must wear a mask. They'd have to wear it for outdoor meetings, too. Yeah, the meeting, the league, will also be splitting team personnel into three tiers. You've got your varying levels of access to restricted areas. And the NFL has not made any announcement yet about testing or travel guidelines. Interesting. Dana White, with the UFC, the president of the Ultimate Fight Championship League, is at odds sometimes with the heavyweight champion John Jones, but that's a pay dispute. He praised John Jones, putting a stop to the violent and destructive rioters that were taking part in the protests here this last week. Appeared on the Steve-O Wild's podcast, and he came back and he said, quoting Dana White, "I could have gotten all 350 of my employees. We could have walked up and down the street, chanted, 'We want to fight.' That's not what we did. We got out and told our story, and it worked in the media, and it worked with politicians." He says, "I think maybe I should send the UFC fighters on the streets to stop this bleep." He said, "Did you see Jones walking the streets of Albuquerque taking spray cans out of those kids' hands? Those kids bleeped in their pants." Well, you're going to be doing that here on the show today. Some great guests here. So saddle up and relax. We're going to be heading your way. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211. And we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN or CRN Talk, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it. And it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at freddryer@crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foot?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at split end. Is that true?
Split end. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position All right. with the New York Giants. I think if Bobby Crispino was number 89, and he left the Giants. He was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was I was on sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
Okay, when you were a holdout. Now, Cody, yeah, who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was and still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
Dad and I would watch it together every week. And anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years.
You know, this SB Nation article talks about you and a lot of different things that you've done, but it did not talk about the fact that you did throw, I believe, out of any TV personality in the history of television, in the golden age, before, after, in between, you threw more people off buildings than any other TV motion picture star.
Thank you.
And I think that's something you should be proud of.
I am. I mean, I'm pretty proud of that.
Spending guy.
Now,
off
if you
building.
think about what's on TV today.
Yes.
There's some very well produced shows, certainly.
Yes.
And nicely acted and stuff, and whatever you want to say about the procedural aspects of detective shows in the last 20 years, that's fine. But there's nothing like a big stunt when you go to a 10, 12 story building downtown. And you see the team come in and blow those airbags up. Takes a couple hours to get those airbags placed and blown up. And then they position the cars around the bag. So when they have a long shot of the guy coming off the building, when I hit him, knock him out, and he flies off the building and the camera's up on the roof and you see the guy go out of frame, then you cut to the wide shot where the guy is now just going 100 miles an hour straight down. You actually see him drop and he goes past the cars that were in the forefront
because it hits the
onto
bank.
The airbag.
Yeah.
And it's really a great visual. And really a lot of fun.
Those were stunt guys, I would take it, that you knocked off the
no,
roof.
No, those are guys we just...
That you didn't like anymore.
Those are guys that we picked up on the way off the freeway.
Those were guys that you just said, hey, you want to be in
TV show? Hey, you want to make $5?
Yeah. And so you would use those guys, and that's pretty good. Nobody was injured in the filming of Hunter. Did he have injuries there at all?
Well, I mean, no, to speak of.
No,
nothing serious.
Yeah. I mean, you did what, 7/8 years on Hunter?
Yeah, seven.
Seven of them. Did you ever bring in any of your former NFL buddies that were trying to get into acting at all? Did you ever have them in there once in a while as a guest star?
No. They were never around.
They weren't around.
They weren't around here.
Yeah.
And
most were not actors.
And
no training.
You know, most of them, if not all of them, don't have an on-camera presence.
Really?
Yes.
Then how did you cultivate?
There's some great personalities and great characters.
Sure.
For sure. But when you put the camera on somebody, it reads if the person is self-conscious or self-aware. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Someone being self-conscious.
You have to act like the camera's not there and
become
that role.
Well, of course. You have to feel as though that you're just singular in the frame, you know, or interacting with the people there without kind of like looking around and looking like, you know, the old cliche, you know, you got the deer in the headlights look.
Do you still act on occasion? Like if you're going out shopping or something, you got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go in there as Rick Hunter and check out all the aisles. Do you ever go in and, or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something at the door, you come up and you're going to be the guy that just won't be sold on anything? Do you take on a role sometimes in
well,
your
actually,
life?
Well, actually, I kept one of my fake flip badges.
Really?
Yeah, I have a flip badge.
Yeah.
I carry around with me. So when I go to the store every once in a while,
I work my way through the produce.
You flip
section. The bag and say, Rick Hunter.
I flip the badge out and I just say, Rick Hunter, can I take a look at that celery?
Yes.
So I do that periodically, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. So people do that?
It's really a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a camera. We're going to do that someday, yeah. And then become arrested and get thrown in jail.
Why do you have that badge? And I said, well, I'm here to make sure that this celery finds a good home.
It's because you're Rick Hunter,
yeah.
An LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street.
Throw him off the roof. Get him down. Get him out of here.
Hunter, weeknights on the Icon Channel. Nobody can throw a guy off a building like Rick Hunter. That's it.
All right.
Because you did try out for Miami Vice, according to that SB Nation article. Is that correct?
I read for a lot of things over the years and did not get
you
most
almost got Sam Malone.
Yeah, of course.
On Cheers. Here's the deal. You were more believable in the sports background department because there was supposed to be a former football player.
Yep.
And instead, they thought that Ted Danson was okay, but he didn't look like a football guy, so they made him a baseball pitcher.
Well, that wasn't it totally.
Really? What was the true story?
Well, what the complete story was is that Ted had more acting experience than I did. And scenes as they made him a baseball player.
Okay.
Then they would go that way. And clearly he was the right choice.
All right,
which doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I would have probably done it a little bit differently.
Land's End, you were the first guy to do like a syndicated type TV show. This was in Cabo San Lucas. You wrote those, a lot of those.
Well,
episodes.
We created the show.
Yeah, and I bet that was a big deal when you were filming in Mexico. I bet all the locals said, "What's going on? TV show or something? Did you get like crowd?"
I'm
going to
tell you something, Cabo. Alaska Airlines exploded because of our show down there.
Really?
Alaska Airlines put in a direct flight from New York City to Cabo San Lucas.
Whoa.
So we brought in a lot of people. We got, Alaska Airlines gave us all transportation and stuff because we told them this would explode your business. And boy, were we right.
And will they still do that now if you and I go for a flight somewhere?
No, they'll tell us to get the hell off the property.
They don't want us around at all, right? Who are you?
Yeah.
That's Rick Hunter, a guy who'll get the bad guy off the street. We'll be back here. It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Michael, how you doing? I understand we have a guest here we have to talk with today.
Yeah, we got a good guy here. A best-selling author, and he's the CEO of a $100 million software company called ClickFunnels. Russell Brunson is with us today. Russell, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you. You got a new book out. And so this is a show here where we talk about a lot of stuff here, the politics of sports and a whole lot more. But we also talk about how people can understand their websites, how they can get traffic to them and all that sort of stuff. You've written a book called Traffic Secrets, The Underground Playbook for Filling Your Websites and Funnels with Your Dream Customers. Now, what prompted you? Did this grow out of your company?
Yeah, in fact, we have tons of people who use our platform to build their own web presence. And one of the biggest problems they have is, how do I get people to show up and come to me? And so obviously we spend a lot of time helping entrepreneurs to get more traffic to their websites and their funnels. And so, 2 years ago, I started this project on this book, and it just recently got finished. And that's kind of what the book's all about.
So the book, have you written other books before this, or is this your first?
This is actually my third book, so yeah.
Third book. All right, so you do have these out and available right now. What are the other two, just so we get an idea?
Yep, the first book is called Dotcom Secrets, which teaches people how to use sales funnels in their business. The second book is called Expert Secrets, which teaches business owners how to tell their stories. And then this third one's Traffic Secrets, which is how to get more customers into your funnel.
The key word here is secrets. Now, you're dealing with a guy, I work on websites and everything. Fred, you don't really, and we need to get you one. We need a Fred Dreyer website. So this is going to be educational for you. Am I right, Mr. Dreyer?
Well, I have a website. It's just it's the wrong one.
Russell, he has to close down a website and start a new one. So maybe you can help him here. But let's get into what you're doing here right now. There's a lot of people that have businesses out there listening to us. There's, ball teams, for God's sakes. Everything's been shut down. They want to get traffic back into their sports teams and everything. How do you continue to get traffic to your business when there's this pandemic going on and nobody's doing much of anything these days? Although there are more people online, I guess, than before. Is that a plus?
Oh, definitely. For online businesses, this pandemic's actually been, for most of them, a really good blessing, because people, they aren't spending money at movie theaters and restaurants and things like that. Instead, they're sitting at home and they're trying to figure out, what to do. And so the businesses that understand that have been able to really capitalize on it. I think, a lot of people, they ask me what traffic is. And I, to kind of put it into perspective, you think about a traditional business, right? They have a store, and traffic are the people that are driving past or walking past their store. And so when the traffic, during this pandemic, when the traffic stopped for these businesses, those who were relying 100% on people driving past or walking past their store have been in trouble. But those who've transitioned online are actually having tons of success right now, because that's where attention is. That's where everybody's eyeballs are. And that's why it's so important to really understand and learn these strategies.
Well, what are the strategies on understanding exactly who your ideal customer is?
Yeah. To explain, I'll tell you guys a story that's, I think, pretty cool. I have a friend who's a dentist, and she was struggling trying to figure out how to get customers coming in, especially during this pandemic. And so first she went online and she started buying ads on Facebook, and she just basically showed ads to every single person in her city. And it was really expensive, and she was losing money. I came and I said, no, don't show ads to everybody. The power of the internet is we can target people. I said, who is your dream customer? Like, if you could pick a customer, who is that? What does that person look like? And she said, the customers that are worth the most money to us as a company are people who are buying Invisalign, because they have really high profit margins and things like that. I said, okay, well, what do you know about people who are looking for Invisalign? And she said, well, they live in these neighborhoods and make this much money per year. And she had a whole list of things that she knew about her dream customers. We said, okay, let's put those things online. Let's tell Facebook or Instagram, like, only show this ad to these specific people, not everybody else. We turned off all our other ads. And because we shut off all our other ads, her ad cost dropped down to about 10% of what it was before.
Wow.
And now we were only showing it to her dream customers. And from those ads now, she's getting between 10 and 20 new Invisalign patients a week, which has completely transformed her business. And it's like I said, very, very inexpensive.
I've seen
that's
those.
That's the power if you understand who your dream customer is.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense to market to the people that you can afford to do your business.
Yeah, and it makes sense to not do it to everybody and, you know, get to spend so much money. So what you're saying is you kind of do a little strategy here in figuring out who the ideal customer is by their demographics, whatever. Somebody maybe need a tooth repair or whatever, and you can go ahead and target the neighborhoods when you go with it. This is a good way. This is better than traditional advertising when you kind of just blurt it out to everybody and everyone hears it, but you want to just target those people that you want to have come into your company. Now, this is good. You said, you know, during the pandemic, you know, people not driving by, not going around unless, you know, they're not that interested in going there unless they want to burn it down here recently. You have to be careful about that. But let's go back to your book here. Russell Brunson, our guest, the best-selling author and CEO. The book is Traffic Secrets, the Underground Playbook for filling your websites with funnels with your dream customers. And that's the key thing that you want to go with. Now, I looked at your book, and you saw you kind of talk about not waiting for people to come to you. As an entrepreneur, you got to discover where the audience is, you know, where they're looking, and then get them to come from that point to us. How do we do it?
Yeah, I think a lot of small business owners, they think it's kind of like the movie Field of Dreams. Like, if you build it, they will come,
yeah.
Right? So they put out their website and then they wait. But the reality is people don't come. You have to go and find them. And what's powerful about the internet is you think about it, all of us, when we get online, we go to certain places based on what we're interested in, right? So my wife, for example, she's interested in fitness. And so every day when she gets on the internet, she goes to certain fitness blogs and fitness websites, and she listens to fitness podcasts, and she, you know, she watches certain fitness videos on YouTube, right? And so that's kind of what she does. You know, for me, I'm not interested in that as much as I'm interested in business and finance. And so everyone groups themselves online based on the things they're interested in. So our job, if it's first off to figure out who our dream customer is, the second thing is figuring out, you know, where are those people actually, where are they hanging out? Where are they congregating online?
Yeah.
If I can find them, you know, and I say, hey, there's a group of 100,000 people reading this blog, or there's 20,000 people listening to this podcast. I can find those groups, and I just come out there and I throw my hooks and throw ads out there to grab their attention and to pull them back to my website.
So Fred's in a double whammy case here. Fred Dreyer is Russell Brunson, author of Traffic Secrets, in that he has had two great careers, one in football, one in television and the movies. So anywhere they're congregating to find out if the football season's coming up or whatever, we could be funneling them off to Fred Dreyer's site. Anybody that's watching a lot of TV these days and loves the old classic episodes of Hunter or something new that he's done, like you know, some of the shows over there, Agent X, that sort of thing, you can funnel them in to his motion picture and TV website, correct?
Or if I might add, how do we turn people on to this sports show that we're doing?
Yeah, and the show we're doing, exactly.
Yeah, it's the exact same process. Yep, who are the people that are most likely to listen to the show? Where are they hanging out right now? And then how do we get them to come over here? It's 100% how it works.
That's it. So the business owner, if they want to master the marketing tactics you're talking about, where do they go? Is it going to be step-by-step in your book here called Traffic Secrets, the Underground Playbook for filling your website with funnels with your dream customers?
Yes, exactly. So the book just got finished, and if people want, they can go to Amazon and get a copy. But because we're kind of during the launch week right now, I pre-bought a whole bunch of hardbound copies I'm giving away for free on our website. So if anyone wants a free copy, they go to trafficsecretsbook.com. They just got to cover the shipping and handling, but I'll ship them out a free copy of the book just for checking it out.
Hold on. Back up there a little bit. Free copies. We got to hear about this, okay? Where do we go? Trafficsecrets.com. There is a website.
Book. Traffic
Secrets.
Yep, Traffic Secrets Book.
Yep, trafficsecrets.com or trafficsecretsbook.com. They'll both take you to the same spot. But if they go there and they just let me know where to ship it, and they got to pay, I think it's a little under $10 shipping and handling, we'll ship them out a free copy. And it's the hardbound version, and it goes through 20 different secrets of how to get traffic to your website. And it's pretty fun.
Get ready. I'm getting a copy of this immediately when I get
this,
through.
We got to do this, Mike.
I'm telling you, this is good. In fact, we should send some to, you know, maybe like the Miami Marlins when they need some help getting people to go ahead and watch their games, even though no one's going to be at the stadium, you know. All right, so Russell, well, we got you for just a couple more minutes here. Give us a couple more examples on how you call what they call throwing out hooks that grab the attention of customers. What are hooks and how do we throw them out?
Yes. So I always picture my dream customer, especially during this pandemic. They're sitting at home. They're bored out of their mind. They're on their phone scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, hoping to find something that's going to grab their attention, right?
Right.
So our job as business owners is to create something that will grab their attention just long enough that we can tell them our story. So a good example is the other day I was downtown with my kids and we were walking around and we saw this in the lobby of a hotel. There's this big green rhino. And I looked at it and I said, that's something that would grab my attention. So I ran in with my kids. I quick record on my phone. And we recorded a little ad where I said, hey, my name is Russell Brunson. I'm here from this big green rhino because I want to tell you about my new product. And we recorded this little ad. And I paid my kids $1 for every ad they helped me create. So I paid my kids $1. That was my production cost. I put that ad online. And we targeted saying, look, show this ad to people who are most likely to actually buy my product. And that ad's now been seen by over 1 million people. It sold tens of thousands of copies of our product. And it was just a hook to grab someone's attention just long enough that I could tell them my story. And so for everybody, that's kind of teach them is like, well, go out there and like find something fun. Get your phone out. Make a little ad. They grab someone's attention, post it online, and that's how you start getting people to come back and notice you and find out about who you are.
All right, so now we got Fred. This is you now. I'm going to toss it back to you because you're the actor. You've had the football career. You make a little something or other video or whatever that is a hook that gets out there talking about maybe what the topic of the show is going to be, and the people get it, and they want to tune in and hear the radio show. Am I right, Russell Brunson?
Exactly. We need to get into making those right away.
Well, maybe we'll do one for Russell for Traffic Secrets, too, after we learn the secrets on this deal.
Absolutely do that. We could promote him. We could call it cross-promoting.
All right. So, Russell, I want to make sure we have this out. Again, Russell's written all these great books out there, .com Secrets, Expert Secrets. The new one here is Traffic Secrets, the underground playbook for filling your website and funnels with your dream customers. And you say you have copies of the book for free. You just pay for the shipping. And we go to what's the website again?
If you go to trafficsecretsbook.com, that's where you can get a free copy.
Traffic, T-R-A-F-F-I-C, secrets, S-E-C-R-E-T-S, book, B-O-O-K.com. Russell Brunson, don't be a stranger. Come into the studio sometime, and Fred's going to be calling you to help him shut down his website and turn on another one. Can you do that?
I would love to. It'd be so fun.
Again, trafficsecretsbook.com or trafficsecrets.com. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Thanks, Russell.
And now today's Ben Hogan golf tip. Want to hit your long irons crisper and longer? It's important to take the club back easy on your backswing. A longer iron requires more of a sweeping fluid motion than other irons. To achieve this, try to take it back low and slow for the first few feet. This deliberate takeaway helps promote a smooth, shallow swing that's perfectly on plane. You'll find that sweet spot more consistently, and you'll see added yards in your 4-6 irons. And now a word from Ben Hogan Golf.
At Ben Hogan Golf, we manufacture some of the finest golf equipment in the world in our small factory in Fort Worth, Texas. That's because we build each club by hand using the same process Mr. Hogan created when he started his company 65 years ago. We call it micromanufacturing, no mass production, and no shortcuts. Visit BenHoganGolf.com to learn more about our tour quality products and factory direct prices.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries. With high cranking power and reserve capacity, SuperStart batteries provide all the power your vehicle demands and more. Turn the key with confidence. SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Matthew. It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Joining us on the Sports Lounge today, Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, John Mychek, former major leaguer Rich Aurelia. They're at Red Stitch Wine. Welcome, guys, to the show. Thanks for being with us. It's an honor.
Thanks for having us. Thank you,
Mike. That's the way they play the game. They all get together. Let's talk about these guys first and foremost. May I start out with the Dodger first in the group, please? The incredible Dave Roberts. I love this guy as a player. The uniform, always dirty. This guy dove for things. He got the hit. He has the best eye to see how to win a game. We'll get to that later here in the broadcast. But Dave Roberts, the current manager of a team we used to call the Los Angeles Dodgers when they used to play baseball, ladies and gentlemen. Now one of the co-owners of Red Stitch Wine. Dave, how's it going with you not playing ball? You must be going nuts by now.
Well, my wine intake has certainly gone through the roof. My eating of great food, family dinners has been great, so I need to kind of replenish my library of wine. So that's been, I guess, a positive and a negative. But no, seriously, I'm still hopeful, Michael, that we have baseball sometime this summer.
So,
yeah, it's going to be abbreviated, but I still believe that we're going to play some baseball games and have a chance to win a championship.
You know, Dave, and I want to get to Rich here and John also, but Dave, we February, I went out to spring training for opening day and stayed there for a few days. And my gosh, am I happy I did that? I saw a little baseball this year. I don't want that to be the end of it. I want to have something going on, right?
No, I hear you. And I'll tell you this, is that in one sense, obviously, this global pandemic has been obviously changed a lot of lives in a lot of negative ways. But I do think that families getting together, even our players getting spending time with family that they really wouldn't get that opportunity. But I'm still hopeful again because we all need baseball. I think baseball now has an opportunity to be the only show in town. And I think that for us to be in people's living rooms every single night will be a lot of fun because there's not going to be fans at the stadium, unfortunately.
Now, and thank you, Dave Roberts. Rich Aurelia, what can we say about this guy? Like 15 years at least in Major League Baseball. This guy played, he was with the Reds, I think, Seattle for a while, but predominantly with the San Francisco Giants. And, of course, myself being a kid growing up as a lifelong Dodger fan, you have to appreciate the opposing team. And this guy, you talk about uniforms dirty. Shortstop, second base, he could play first, third. I don't even know. They might have been throwing him in the outfield. I don't think he was ever on the mound. This guy, great home runs, great production of runs. This guy would beat you the same as I'm talking about Dave Roberts. He just, every time he came up and there's somebody on base and the Dodgers got a one-run lead, wham, there goes a hit and the game is tied. And, you know, I got a little annoyed about that, so I'm very happy that this man, for all you Giant fans out there, and he lives in Northern California, spends time in Phoenix, has become a wine aficionado as well. Rich Aurelia, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. You know, it's funny. I'm listening to what you're saying, and, you know, you may have been the only Dodger fan that I ever felt respected by, especially when we went to that stadium to play all the time.
I'm telling you, when the games were crucial, didn't you have like one of the best playoffs ever as a shortstop one year? I mean, you just cleaned it up.
He did. I had a good year in 2002 in the postseason. I held my own, I think. You know, I was fortunate enough to play on some great teams and to hit in front of an unbelievable you know, one of the greatest players of all time, and Barry Bonds. So I was very fortunate to spend the majority of my career in San Francisco and playing with a bunch of great guys.
I mean, that season, I think you batted almost 300, 5 home runs, a ton of RBIs you had in there. It's a record. I'm not kidding about this. He had a record for a shortstop in postseason. So you guys bring this together, this look for trying to get the edge. And then there's this guy called John Mysak, and he's sort of, I looked through the record books, I couldn't find much. But, John, what did you bat, and what team did you play for?
Well, you know, little-known fact,
May,
out of the three of us, be the only one that's actually won as a coach a regular season game this year so far in baseball.
Well, tell me more.
So the Carmel Little League, we got one regular season game in. I coached my seven-year-old son in his first season, and it was a nail-biter. It was a three-inning, no scoring game, although, you know, we might have kept track. And I think we pulled it out against the Cubbies as the Carmel Phillies.
Good. So, that's good. Dave did one of those.
In the record books.
Yeah, Dave did that one year when he was going into the World Series, pulled one out against the Cubs too. So John, do you keep those guys at bay? The parents sometimes, do they get a little rowdy in the little league sometimes?
Yeah, one game in it, with no scoring, it got a little rowdy. I mean, there was a grandparent who got on my case for a call, but it is what it is. You know, I've learned from the best with Dave and Rich, and so I just try to keep my calm and deal with the situation.
All right, well, let's get into it. How do you guys start? And we'll start with Dave Roberts, your witness counselor. We'll start with Dave. How do you guys get together to start an incredible wine company called Red Stitch Wine?
Richie and I were teammates with the Giants, and we both had a love for wine. And John, independently with his wife Noelle, we all kind of loved wine. But Richie and I had the opportunity to play together, and so this is where it gets to. Drinking wine on road trips, on the airplanes, and after games, sitting in front of his locker. And Randy Wynn was another good friend of ours. We had a little trio, and so
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. In the locker room, you guys would have a glass of wine. Most guys are like pouring beer on each other's heads. You class acts are drinking wine.
Michael, see, this is evolution. You've got to evolve. So back when Richie and I started, you were having Budweiser or Coors Light. But then as you grow up and your pocketbook gets a little bit fatter, Michael, you go red wine, right?
All right. I got you. This guy's the best manager in baseball right now. Mike Socia was getting honorable mentions. He's gone. Other guys are trying to make it happen. This guy, I don't know how many people went down on the DL list in 2016. Dave Kraft did a great year. Been in the World Series the next couple of years after that. And then you got Rich Aurelia. One of the greatest San Francisco Giants of all time. My favorite since maybe Rich Masanori Murakami or Stu Miller, possibly. You know, Jim Davenport, there you go. I'm telling you, the kind of guy that would beat you any way he can. Now retired from playing with the Giants and other great teams. And John Mysak, got to ask you one question. Giant fan or Dodger fan, John?
Good question.
I'm a fan of my boys. So I got one active right now, so I'm rooting for. I'm actually wearing a Dodger shirt as we speak, but in the end, like I love baseball. I just want to see it again, and I couldn't root for a better team when I had two guys playing for the Giants, and now we're rooting Dave on, and that team is so impressive and what he's done with it. So thanks for putting me in that bind, Richie. I'll deal with you later.
Hey, Johnny just roots for me on the golf course when we're playing golf together.
Right.
That's good enough for me.
There you go.
John is the brains behind this whole operation.
All right, well, let's talk about it. So, Dave, just to finish up, you guys get together, and then we'll get over to Rich and then back to John. But you're at the locker room. You're drinking wine. You've evolved instead of beers at the end of the game. You're playing together on the Giants. And what sparks the idea, though, of actually, it's one thing to enjoy wine, but to actually produce incredible wine through your company now, Red Stitch Wine, how does that happen?
I think it's something that we had to find a winemaker that we trusted, and you have to go out there and find a varietal and where to source the fruit from that is consistent. And so it took quite some time for us to figure out what style of Cabernet. And so you kind of go through the Napa Valley, which we love the Napa Valley, and trying to figure out what we're looking for in a wine. So we ended up with Rolando finding some great grapes from Cabernet. And a little bit of Malbec, because our initial venture together as three families was a blind Malbec tasting at John's house. So we wanted to kind of tie that with friends and family. So every release has a little bit of Malbec in there. And so at that point in time, we just wanted to be taken seriously. So I think that with John in finance and myself and Richie in baseball,
we wanted to be serious and understand that the people in wine don't want this to be a fad or us slap our name on this label. So harvest, bottling, you know, the naming of the wine, all this stuff, the promoting of the wine, they go in there and talking to restaurateurs about that. We're a part of every single bit of it, and we want to be consistent. Fortunately, that the wine industry has accepted us. Critics have loved us, and so we've done very well as far as successfully selling wines and enjoying it.
Rich Aurelia, you're in the Bay Area, played for the Giants. You live up in Healdsburg now. So when you were playing, he'd go on the DL, forget about going to the buffet line. It's up to Napa and go do a little tasting. And I called you one time. I think I was trying to talk to Dan Costa, and he's in, I forget what it was, but he's in Italy, and you're with him. I think it was during hockey playoffs or something. Anyway, you guys were trying to tune something in there. And so do you introduce Dave to the wine? Does Dave introduce you? How does this whole thing kind of spring forth?
I think what happened was in 07, I came back to the Giants after being away for 3 years. So I had two stints with them. And, you know, when they usually sign free agents or whatever, stuff like that, they usually have a press conference. So Dave signed as a free agent to go to the Giants, and I was signing as a free agent to come back to the Giants. So we had our press conference together. And after that was finished, the owners of the club, at the time, Pete McGowan, Larry Bear, took us out to dinner. So we went to, I think it was Harris's Steakhouse in San Francisco, and Dave and I started talking, and we realized we both had this love of actually Napa Valley Cabernet. And that's kind of how our relationship kind of took off.
You guys bring this together, but John Micek, a Malbec tasting at your house, that's how you guys all connect up?
Yeah, it was a great way to just, you know, kind of bring us together. And the winemaker that brought us together actually was I had actually met him in Argentina with my wife during our honeymoon. And so we thought, hey, that's fitting. Let's do a Malbec tasting. And look, when you have these guys walk in with their beautiful wives and just have the fun that we had that night, you know, we became fast friends, and the rest is really history. But that history involved, you know, trips around the world to different wine regions, a lot of fun trips to each other's homes in the off season for tastings. So I couldn't be happier. You know, Red Stitch has been incredible, but to have, you know, these guys as some of my best friends in the world, that's, you know, you can't make that up.
So it's been quite special.
And the thing is, though, Michael, is that with wine and you guys now, the conversations are different. You know, you're no longer eating dinner, you're dining, and it could be 2-3 hours, and the wine is evolving. And for us, you know, whether it's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Cabernet, you know, all of our wines are approachable but built to age. And, you know, for us, it's about the aromas, it's about the mid-palate, it's about the finish and the ride. And I think that people that are into wine or that are not into wine really can understand going for the ride. And, you know, we talk about decant or do you not decant. And for me personally, I don't decant because I want to enjoy that ride and see how the wine opens up. And all of our wines kind of mirror that sentiment, I guess. And, you know, the Chardonnay is more kind of Burgundian, more crisp, mineral-driven. Pinot Noir is obviously different vineyards, but that's kind of the blueprint or the overarching kind of way we look at how we craft our wines.
I love it. Dave, I don't want to get too mushy here, but I love you. I've missed you in the locker room talking about the ride here on the wine. This is Dave talking to the media again. So your winemaker, Rolando Herrera, he's with Misueno, which is another great label over there.
He came over, you know, as a young boy, and he started as a cellarette working for Paul Hobbs and kind of worked his way up and ultimately lived his dream. That's the Misueno, to ultimately own his own winery. And so, yes, he just produces and helps make our wine and has from the beginning. And he makes the Char, the Pinot, and Misueno does really well. And, again, it's somebody that you love, who's a friend, who's family, and you can really trust. And so he's just been fantastic.
You bet he is. Rolando Herrera is a great winemaker, and so are you guys too. Dave Roberts, John Micek, Rich Aurelia. For more information, go to redstitchwine.com. Again, that's redstitchwine.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control
with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. This guy, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend. We love him. And we got emails now. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don from Griffin, Georgia, says, Fred, you were an awesome actor and hunter.
Thank you.
Still watch it today. When I watch you on CRN, and he's probably checking us out either at our website on Roku or at Facebook Live, he says, when I watch you on CRN, you still look in great shape. Do you still work out, and do you have any advice on healthy eating?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, brother. I'll just sit back here and phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead, Fred.
No, wait, look. I mean, you got to eat great food. You got to simplify your diet.
Well, we know that.
For me, I have fish, I have salmon, I have broccoli, I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes, and then I have a ton of water, and then...
I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have maybe one helping, maybe two helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon, and, you know, you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something, especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
chocolate
team...
Chocolate chips.
Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie, he ain't going to put that tackle on you, let me tell you right now. That's the weakness of the man. Pamela says, Hunter catching up on his sleep. All you female fans would love to wake up with that face looking at them. Apparently, your show is running in the evening hours. People can go to bed with Hunter.
Uh-oh. You got to be careful.
Go to bed with Hunter.
I wear protection.
Wake up with the morning news. So, Victoria.
See that? I should do a pillow ad. I should do that pillow ad.
Yeah, there's a good picture here of somebody falling asleep here.
I'm sleeping. All right, that's enough.
That's good. All right, that's enough. We're done, Hunter. That is you sleeping there, and it looks like you got like a tattoo or something.
Well,
I don't know what that
it is.
I don't know what
No,
that
I was sleeping. I didn't have a tattoo when I went to sleep, but when I woke up, I had one.
You want to send us an email, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer@crntalk.com, facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer, Twitter, Fred_Dryer, and don't forget his website, freddryer.co. That's freddryer.co.
Yes, by all means.
Check that one out.
Highway 395.
And get that Highway 395. You can download. That's his latest film. It is there on the website at freddryer.co. Check that out. And don't forget to listen to our show every week at this time, because we love to have you with us. Right, Fred?
That's exactly correct.